our world has become far too dependent on an energy supply chain and a fertilizer supply chain, which are intertwined, obviously, out of the Persian Gulf area, and both of which are temporarily severed. We don't know how long this is going to last, but it exposes the vulnerability of our highly complex society with these long supply chains that are under single points of failure. And the point of failure in particular right now, of course, is the Strait of Hormuz. It's a geographical point of failure. And it shows how just one crazy country, like in this case, Trump's America, can disrupt the global supply chains of these necessary components for energy, fertilizer, and food, and plunge much of the world into a spectrum of distress. It could be, you know, recession, depression, collapse, famine, just depending on the country, depending on the resilience factors that are at play around the world. But what does this teach us? That redundancy and decentralization are the key concepts that will protect us from these kinds of failures in the future. And yet, redundancy at the local level, like, hey, you should grow some of your own food, you should make some of your own medicine, you should even produce some of your own energy with solar panels, etc. These kinds of wise messages are rarely promoted by media or governments or corporations, etc. Typically, the message that's sent to everybody in society is, oh, you should count on the government, depend on the government, apply for food stamps, you know, let the government take care of you. Oh, you need rent subsidies. Oh, the government will tell you what to eat. The government will tell you what's safe. And it's this reliance on government that actually is going to get people killed, you know, in many cases, as the situation unfolds and these scarcities are really driven home, because many of them are quite serious. And we're probably facing tens of millions of people starving to death around the world over the next, let's say, 18 months or so, depending on how long the Strait of Hormuz stays closed. So the messaging that is broadcast to the people is exactly the opposite of what they need to hear. And that's why people like me are censored, because I have the opposite message of the establishment. I tell you, don't depend on the government. Become self-reliant. Grow your own food. Learn your own skills, own your own land, right? Make your own medicine, learn about natural medicine, learn how to do these things, and you will be more self-reliant. Have your own real money, like gold and silver. Get off the grid as much as you can. Have your own electricity if you can. You know, go solar, or, I don't know, have a generator, or both. These messages are intrinsic to human survival and resilience, and yet they are the first kind of messages that are censored or ridiculed or blacklisted or deplatformed or demonetized across all the platforms of content out there. And remember, I've been censored since 2014, so 12 years of being blacklisted and censored because my message is pro-human, pro-resilience, pro-self-reliance. And that is exactly the message the governments don't want you to hear. And you have to ask yourself, why? Why? What's the big underlying reason behind that? And it's because they don't want you to be hard to kill. See, if you follow my work, if you read my books, if you listen to my podcasts, if you, you know, watch my videos, etc., you're going to be hard to kill. You're going to be hard to control. You're going to be hard to trick. You're going to be hard to bankrupt. You're going to be hard to starve out. All these things. And, you know, because you're going to be more resilient, more redundant, more self-reliant, better informed, etc. That means that you can survive the mass extermination agenda as it accelerates. An agenda that will, of course, consume a great many other people who are not very self-reliant and who simply, in many cases, they don't have the knowledge that you and I have, the knowledge that I share and that I teach. And so the most important information that can keep people alive is precisely the information that is most heavily prioritized for silencing. That's a fact. And that tells you that the plan really is depopulation. So when they silence all the voices that told the truth about vaccines or COVID vaccines or flu shots or whatever, you know that's all about depopulation. They don't want people to know that vaccines are dangerous. They want people to participate in their own medically induced slow euthanasia, which is what vaccines are. And so they silence all voices in opposition to that. But they also want you impoverished because you're easier to control. They want you financially enslaved. So they don't want you to know about gold and silver. They don't want you to know about privacy crypto. They don't want you to know about anything related to privacy and finances or being able to hold assets without counterparty risk. They want counterparty risk because they are the risk. They want to be able to collapse all your assets overnight. They want to be able to seize your funds and have a bank bail in and take everything you own and make you desperate, because that's how they can control you. That's how they can eliminate you. You see? So it's very clear, actually, that it's a binary option here. You can either listen to people like me, and there are others. I'm not the only one, obviously, but people that promote self-sufficiency, redundancy, you know, localized living, etc. And you're going to do well. Or you can just tune in to the establishment and follow what they tell you, and you will expire on schedule as they work to depopulate the planet of humans. And that's where most people are. And what's funny is those people think that they believe in science. You know, they all lined up and obediently took the jabs, and a lot of them are dead now because of that. But they think that, if the FDA says this food ingredient is safe, then it must be safe. I'm going to go ahead and eat that. Okay, well, that's your choice, but you're going to commit a slow, like, seed oil suicide or a, you know, sodium nitrite poisoning and turbo cancer or whatever. The food supply is designed to kill you slowly. The vaccines are designed to kill you a little more quickly. And war and power grid failure is designed to kill you rapidly. And the globalists will use all these different vectors and methods to kill off different groups of people at different times with the same shared ultimate goal of massively reducing existing human populations by billions of people, by the way. So, you know, many of the so-called accidents or the wars or whatever, these are not accidents. These are all part of a plan. COVID was engineered. The pandemic was rigged. The current war in the Middle East is also intentional. It's also rigged on purpose to cut off energy and fertilizer. Of course it is. You know, the sucking the CO2 out of the atmosphere, carbon sequestration, that's engineered to cause crop failures and to contribute to global mass famine. Of course it is, because if you take CO2 out of the atmosphere, crops don't produce as much. As they're taking away the fertilizer too. I mean, think about it, folks. Everything that's happening, so when the lights go out and the power grid fails, it's not an accident. It's not a coincidence. It's not a cyber attack. It's a plan. It's a plan to turn off the lights and kill millions of people who live in the cities. Or to turn off the lights to a whole country and kill all the people in that country, like Trump recently caused to happen with Cuba. The effort was to try to kill all the Cuban people. Well, it didn't work. Their lights are back on, and they didn't freeze to death because they don't live in a cold climate, you know? They were able to make do. So, but these are all the same thread, the same exact thread. And that's what you need to understand. You need to step back. You need to put on the depopulation glasses, like X-ray vision. And when you put those on and you look at the events that are happening in the world around you, you realize it all has a common goal. And the goal is mass extermination of existing human populations. Whether it's censorship, whether it's the genocide being carried out by Israel, whether it's war in the Middle East, whether it's shutting off fertilizers, whether it's, you know, financial collapse, banking collapse, whatever, all of it has the same common thread. You know, the hormone disruptors in the food supply, the legal immunity for the pesticide and herbicide companies, that sell herbicides like atrazine that are gender bender chemicals that can cause widespread infertility. Come on, this is not a coincidence. It's all on purpose. It's all part of the same agenda for mass human extermination and depopulation, obviously. And the rebuke against that used to be, well, why would they kill off people when the governments are collecting all the tax revenues and all the benefits of the people's work? Yeah, well, now there's AI. So AI on a computer takes over human cognition. AI embodied in a robot can take over human labor over time eventually. So they don't need humans. They don't. So that whole argument goes out the window. They don't need humans. The governments of the world can shore up their own power. They can, you know, build the weapons that they want to build. They can accumulate the wealth they want to accumulate just using artificial intelligence. They don't need humans any longer. And humans become a liability on the balance sheet for those governments because they have to pay for Medicare and Social Security and food stamps and pensions and everything else. So they're like, how do we get rid of these liabilities? Oh, yeah, well, we'll fake a cyber attack on the power grid, turn off the lights for 6 months. And then, kaboom, look, our balance sheet looks better now. We've reduced our annual outlays by $3 trillion because those people are no longer living. See, that's how it actually works at the highest level of government. They don't care about their people. They don't care about human lives. They don't care about you. They just care about their own power. And if you're in the way, they'll find a justification to get rid of you and a mechanism to pull it off. It's very clear. All right, so bottom line is, I cover this topic quite a bit, and it's irrefutable that depopulation is part of the agenda. If you want to hear more coverage, and plus my interviews with really interesting people, like I just interviewed Colonel Douglas McGregor, I just interviewed Cyrus Jansen, for example, with News Out of China. I was just interviewed by Maria Z. I'm on Redacted with some frequency as well. I'm interviewing a lot of interesting people. You can check out all my interviews and podcasts at brightvideos.com, and you can read my articles at naturalnews.com. And I've got infographics there that are also really popular. People love them, and thank you for sharing them. In fact, Professor Jiang, the very popular Chinese, economic educator, very popular guy. I love his channel. He used one of my infographics recently talking about the attacks on infrastructure, refineries, and fertilizer. And so he put that up on the screen. So yeah, Professor Jiang is reading my stuff too, and so are a lot of other people. So check it all out. Again, naturalnews.com and brightvideos.com. And if you want to support my work, you just enjoy ultra clean foods and superfoods and certified organic products at healthrangerstore.com. And I think you will really love it. So check it out. Thank you for your support. Share all this information as you want to. And thank you for listening. Take care.
I love essential oils. I know you do too. And I want to introduce you to a new brand and product line we have of a certain selected set of essential oils. It's called Vital Guard, and we've got it in different formats. You're going to love it. I was just spraying some here before I started recording. This is my favorite formulation by far. We blended it ourselves. And of course, we have lab verified sources where we test for heavy metals and we test for glyphosate and other things. But check this out. I want to show you on my screen here. Here's the organic Vital Guard essential oil blend. Yes, certified organic, but here it is. It's lemon oil, it's clove bud, cinnamon bark, eucalyptus, rosemary, sweet orange, all together, premium grade, distributed by, of course, healthrangerstore.com. And if you go to healthrangerstore.com, you will be able to just search for Vital Guard. It's all one word, and you can find these products. Now, here's some that we have right now. So we have just the oil itself, 15 milliliters. Or, and then you can use that in a nebulizer or however you wish. We have the essential oil pillow spray, 2 ounces, that I love this format. I love to spray it on my pillow before I sleep. If I were to travel much, I would always take this with me traveling, especially, like even in an Uber or a taxi or on a train or a plane, you name it. Then we have the hand spray also. That is a 2 ounce, 59 milliliters here that you'll love. And it also has some very amazing properties naturally because of the essential oils themselves. And then we have the essential oil shower mist format as well, which is available. These are just some different formats of the same essential oil blend, but just, you know, diluted with water or put in a different spray format or different concentrations. It's the same core essential oil. You will love this. And if you're a fan of essential oils and some of the amazing protective properties that they offer, or you've seen some of these oils, you know, mentioned in the Bible or mentioned throughout history, or the history of ancient Europe, for example, you will know that this blend is really something special. It's not just each oil by itself. It's the synergistic properties of all of these oils together. Not only is it absolutely delightful, but it also, that's why I call it Vital Guard, because it's vital to have protection. And these essential oils can help create that Vital Guard aura, that atmosphere around you. Again, check out the ingredients one more time. It's on my screen. I love the cinnamon in this, by the way. I can smell the clove and the cinnamon, especially. They come out very, very strong. But you combine all these together, and some of these are in my first aid gel, by the way. That's colloidal silver first aid with essential oils. There's some of these oils that are the same across both of those. Just the lemon by itself has amazing properties. So if you want to find out more about these particular ingredients, you can use our AI engine called brightanswers.ai. You can ask it about any of these, and it's uncensored, and it's got, you know, hundreds of thousands of documents and science papers and books that it can research in order to give you your answers. So check it out there. And if you want to purchase these at our online store, that's healthrangerstore.com. Just search for Vital Guard and enjoy these products. I know you'll really love them. I certainly do. I use them daily. So thanks for your support. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Take care.